Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jaime, J-E-I-M-Y, Riascos, R-I-A-S-C-O-S, hyphen Paul, P-A-U-L. Jaime Riasco Paul is a 42-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder at work on 6/29/21. Apparently she was in the operating room and moving the overhead, moving it with her right arm. Period. It was stiff and caused her arm from her shoulder to become painful, limiting her range of motion. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a partial tear of the shoulder tendon. Period. This was treated conservatively without surgical intervention. Period. She has completed a course of active care. Period. Paragraph as per her claim petition, she was moving an overhead light and injured her right shoulder. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at Community Medical Center on 7/2/21. Period. She was diagnosed with a strain of the right shoulder and arm, for which she was prescribed ibuprofen and Medrol dose pack, and x-rays were ordered. Period. She continued to be seen here for several weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. She did follow up at Community Medical Center through 10/1/21, when she was discharged from their care. Kidney paragraph on 7/9/21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Spagnuolo. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of right shoulder strain with impingement. Period. He wanted her to participate in physical therapy and prescribed naproxen. Period. Shoulder x-rays showed no evidence of fractures or dislocations. Period. She did participate in, scratch that, she continued to be managed by Dr. Spagnuolo. Period. Right shoulder MRI was done on 8/3/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 9/21/21, she underwent a functional capacity evaluation. Period. It deemed she was capable of working in the physical, medium physical demand category and met 100% of the physical demands of her job as a registered nurse. Period. She saw Dr. Spagnuolo through 10/1/21. And discharge her from active orthopedic care, having reached maximum medical improvement. Period. In fact, the petitioner did not offer any complaints about the shoulder on this visit. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper motion of the right shoulder was full without crepitus, but abduction and internal rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manomuscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right elbow extension and shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was moderate tenderness palpation about the right deltoid region, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right and a paradoxical O'Brien's maneuver. Period. These maneuvers were negative on the left. Period. Spine cervical normal and thoracic normal impressions. On 6/29/21, Jaime Riascos Paul was reaching for an overhead light in the surgical suite and injured her right upper extremity. Period. She was seen at Community Medical Center 7/2/21 and was diagnosed with a sprain and placed on conservative treatment. Period. She remained symptomatic. Period. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Spagnuolo. Period. He referred her for physical therapy. appeared she also underwent a right shoulder MRI on E321 to be inserted here. It appeared she improved over time and participated in an FCE on 9/21/21. Baird this determined she was capable of performing 100% of her job requirements as a nurse. Baird as of 10/1/21, Dr. Spagnuolo discharged her from care to full duty. Baird new paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder without crepitus, but internal rotation and abduction elicited tenderness. Baird there was minimal weakness in the right upper extremity. Baird had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver suggestive of symptom magnification. Baird did have a positive near impingement maneuver, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Baird new paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability, partial total disability referable to the statutory right shoulder, period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of mild osteoarthritis of the right acromial clavicular joint, comma tendinosis of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons with partial thickness less than 50% insertional interstitial tear at the junction of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon, period. She did not suffer a full thickness rotator cuff tear and has been able to return to her full duty capacity at the insured, period. Instead of the 5%, make it 2.5%, and that's the end.